From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Mexico's top American negotiator, Jesus Seade, is upbeat that the White House and lawmakers could reach an agreement on the USMCA before Thanksgiving. Seade is basing his optimism on recent conversations held with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer. Seade believes a vote on USMCA will come up in the House soon. Pelosi says talks between congressional Democrats and administration officials over changes to the pact were in the last mile, and she'll allow a vote in return for concessions on labor and enforcement provisions. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue led a trade mission to Mexico last week to forge new opportunities with U.S. agriculture's largest bilateral trading partner and second largest export market. The secretary was joined by Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs Ted McKinney and more than 100 industry and government representatives. Six heads of state departments of agriculture joined Perdue on the trip, including Washington's Derek Sanderson. Retaliatory trade tariffs continue to hurt U.S. fruit exports. According to AgWeb.com, updated USDA trade statistics show total U.S. exports for fresh fruit dropped 8% from September 2018 to August. U.S. exports of fresh vegetables rose 7% in that same period. The numbers appear to confirm the stinging combined effect of retaliatory and standard tariffs of 50% or more applied by China and India over the past year. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.